It's KUOW's The Record. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bill Radke, and I'm just saying it's December 13th. And in case you could use a gift for a youngster, Seattle book lover Nancy Pearl is here to help.
This is called The Christmas Crocodile. It's written by one of Seattle's wonderful picture book writers, Bonnie Becker, and illustrated by arguably one of the top five illustrators in the country, if not the world, David Small. And this is the last of the Book Crush rediscoveries. So this is a book that came out in 1998, went out of print, and we brought it back into print. And it's just a perfect book.
The Christmas Crocodile?
The Christmas Crocodile. So it's set in the Victorian period. And Alice Jane finds a crocodile under the tree on Christmas Eve. And this crocodile doesn't mean to be bad, but just sort of can't help it.
Is this a gift crocodile?
Yes, this is a gift crocodile.
Somebody gave her a crocodile as a gift?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And everybody has a different idea of what to do for the crocodile.
I'm looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
They are, well, it's interesting. So there's dialogue. There's Alice Jane and then the various people that she's speaking with.
Right.
And the dialogue between them is in between their two pictures.
Yes.
That's a clever way of doing it.
It is. It is. It's, you know, the best picture books are when the pictures and the text mesh perfectly, when there's enough room in the text for the artist to express what he or she is seeing there. And this is one of those books. It's a fabulous, funny book. And it ends with a terrific, again, it has just a wonderful, wonderful surprise ending that will just be fun, I think, for parents and children to read together.
I always wonder what age child picture books are aimed at. I really enjoy them, and I'm not a child anymore. That was long in the rearview mirror. So who are they written for?
I think they're written for children. I think this is written for not 2 and 3 year olds. This is a definite story. So I would say this is for 4 and 5 year olds, maybe kids who are beginning to read on their own, starting to read. People who love Frog and Toad, that Arnold Lobel series, I think would enjoy this. But this, on every page, there's something to point out with the illustrations. And the story just carries you along as Alice Jane's family tries to decide what they're going to do with this crocodile who doesn't mean to be bad.
Is there something innately funny about crocodiles? There was a book that I remember reading to my son called Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile. What is it about crocodiles?
I think they're for an illustrator, I think their expressions can't be beat. I mean, I remember Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile as well. But this crocodile, when he's happily eating some of the other Christmas presents or whatever, just the look on his face is enough to make you smile.
I think that's a perfect thing for anybody's holiday, under the tree or over the mantle or wherever. The Christmas Crocodile by Bonnie Becker and illustrated by David Small. And you'll know when you find this book because not only is this the Book Crush Revisited part of the series, the last in the series, but this particular crocodile's got Christmas ribbon hanging from his mouth. And just, that is enough to make us laugh. Nancy Pearl, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marcy.
Every week, Nancy Pearl talks to KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman about books. And you'll find all of Nancy's recommendations at KUOW.org.